An attorney from Eastern Massachusetts who has ties to Amherst is going to run for the Senate seat once held by Stan Rosenberg. David Murphy said he plans to relocate to the district and run as a write-in candidate for the Democratic nomination for the Senate seat in the Hampshire-Franklin-Worcester district. There are four candidates running, but only one, Chelsea Klein, will be listed on the ballot. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Murphy.
So I'm concerned that after 30 years of outstanding representation at the State House by Senator Stan Rosenberg and Representative Ellen Story, that the district needs someone who can continue their legacies of effective and progressive leadership. We need somebody who not only knows and understands the district, but also somebody who knows how to get things done on Beacon Hill. I've been working for 25 years in government and politics, including 5 to 6 in the State House and then another 5 for the Patrick administration. So I know how the Senate works. I have relationships with people in the House and the Senate. And, you know, I'm an expert at getting legislation enacted into law and killing bad legislation. So I think that I could be an effective advocate and representative for the district.
How well do you know the district? You don't currently reside there. Is that correct?
So I grew up in Amherst. So I lived there from the time I was 7 until I went to college. And then my mother currently lives in Northampton along with my sister. So, you know, I'm back in the district, you know, routinely. And my plan is to relocate to Amherst. And I'm looking to actually practice law out there as well.
What do you feel are some of the particular issues that are facing this district, which, as you noted, has been represented for almost 3 decades now by the same person?
I think the biggest issue facing the district is the loss of clout that we are facing with the resignation of Stan Rosenberg, who represented the district faithfully for over 30 years. Ellen Story also, you know, her recent retirement from the House meant that there's really a void of leadership at the State House for not just Western Mass, but particularly for our district. And it's critical that we have somebody who understands the district, but also, you know, knows how to get things done on Beacon Hill. And that means having personal relationships with people up there who can advocate effectively for the district. I think Western Mass tends to get lost sometimes on Beacon Hill. It's very Eastern Mass centric. And in order to have truly outstanding representation for the district, you need to have somebody who knows how to get things done. They knows the people, the policy, the players. So that's my biggest concern.
You'll be running a campaign as a write-in candidate because the filing deadline has passed. Any reservations about that? Do you as far as the degree of difficulty goes in the campaign?
Anytime you're not on the ballot, you're facing, you know, an uphill challenge. You know, it is what it is. The fact that Stan's resignation was sudden and unexpected, and you know, I think Ellen Story said it best that it's tragic. It's a tragic loss for the district and the people in Western Massachusetts. Stan is beloved, highly respected, and admired by everyone who knows him. And, you know, this rating campaign is definitely a challenge, but I think it has to be done because the district needs to have somebody who can, you know, be an effective advocate. And, you know, from what I know of the other candidates, they seem like great people. I just think that my experience after, you know, working in the State House for 5 years, working in Governor Patrick's administration, working in government and politics for over 20 years, where I've worked on Senator Kennedy's staff on Capitol Hill. You know, I've been working for 20 years to benefit the people of Massachusetts, and I want the opportunity to continue to do that. And I hope that the voters will give me that opportunity.
Have you run for office before or held elected office anywhere else before?
Yes. So I was elected to 3 terms on the school committee in Natick, where my children go to school. And I've run and worked on a number of campaigns, really, since I graduated from college. I've run on numerous, or worked on numerous campaigns in Massachusetts at the local, district and statewide level. So, it's something I'm familiar with. Campaigns are tough. They're a lot of hard work, but really it's about connecting with the voters. And, I care deeply about the people in the district. I care deeply about people in general, but I think the important thing is to talk to people, to go out, knock on doors, meet people and tell them, why I'm running and why I think that I'd be the most effective representative in the Senate. And, if the people agree, then great. If they disagree and want to vote for somebody else, that's, that's the process and the country that we live in. It's all good.